This is Brother Metter, and I just want to talk to you for a few minutes about what God is doing. You know, I just ministered Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, on the word of the Lord to the nations, and God told us what to do. He told us that He's brought the body of Christ together all over the world. He stood the world still for one purpose, and that's this is a time and a season to seek the Lord. But during this same time that God's talking to us like this, and there's going to be two or three videos out here for you to watch, please don't just blow them off. Don't just ignore them, but take them to heart. Because what God is speaking in these videos, it's our deliverance at this time. But during this time, we also have been ministering into Africa. It was Saturday about 11 a.m., that we ministered live stream into Africa. We had a great service. There was a word of power. Had our pastors from Alabama here, Brother Michael and Sister Patty Harris. They talked to the people, exhorted to the people, encouraged them, because we are planning a mission trip there. Well, we were planning October 2020. Don't know if we're going to get to do that right now or not because of the conditions that are going on in the earth. But as quick as God gives us direction, we're going to be going to Africa. And I know there's a lot of people watch these videos. There's a lot of people you like what we post on our Facebook page. But children, I need you to do more than just like. I need you to help. I need you to help. We had two people healed in the meeting Saturday. There was a lady there that had been in severe pain in her abdomen for over 3 months. We prayed for her via the internet, and I had God healed her. There was another young boy about a year old that needed healing. The pastor, Brother Evans Ochim, over there from Kenya, in Kissimmee, or Kissimmee, however you want to pronounce it, he wrote us back and let us know there were some people healed. Said a young boy about a year old was healed. But I need you to do more than like these videos. God has put a gift of healings and miracles in my life. He visited me back in 88 and put this gift of healing and miracles in my life. And I've been all over the world. And everywhere I've been since 88, God's worked great miracles. Blind eyes, deaf ears, dumb tongues. All kind of healings, short legs, crooked spines, pray for leprosy and God's healed it, just different things that I've done that God has revealed Himself and confirmed the word with signs following. So this is just a short video to encourage you. I need your help. And if you look right down on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, where I'm ministering from right here and talking to you about, you'll see a little square right there. There's a white ribbon goes down the right-hand side of the screen. And right at the bottom of it, there's what looks like a QR code. Well, if you'll take your smartphone and open your QR scanner, if you don't have one, go to your app store and download one. Won't cost you anything. Just look and download a QR code. Lock it on this screen here, and when you get it focused right, it will take you to a Cash App, and you can donate right there on your phone. Won't cost you anything, won't cost us anything. Just go ahead and donate so we can start getting offerings and finances to get prepared for this trip. We've already spent probably close to $1,000 just in vaccinations. We're going to have four major open-air crusades. Don't know what kind of money that's going to cost us to set these up. We're going in several churches, but we're also going to have four outdoor crusades. We're going to stay 30 days. It's going to be 30 days of motel, 30 days of having to purchase food. It's going to take transportation to move us from one place to the other. Got the flight over and the flight back, and then the Lord told me while I was over there to raise enough money to establish and build a church. So building a church over there is not expensive. Most of them are just poles and a straw or some type of thatched roof And yeah, you can build better churches, and we may do that, but at least we can get a structure up for people to worship God under. So the Lord told me to have the money to do that while we're there. I don't know what all God's going to do, but I know I'm going preaching a gospel of salvation, healing, and deliverance with faith and power and the gifts of healings and miracles that God's imparted into my life. And there's many lives going to be touched, healed, and delivered, and saved. So right down there in that right-hand corner, look down there, see that QR, get your phone situated, a smartphone, and lock it on there, and then go in there and follow the instructions to send us a donation. If you don't do that, then on our Facebook page, there's a donate button. There's a way to donate. We're asking you to help us. Everything you send to World Revivals is a tax-deductible donation. We are a 501c3 charity. We've been registered with the federal government as a charity ever since 1984, I believe it is. We got our tax exemption in 82, somewhere 83, somewhere in there. And we've been receiving donations so for 30-plus years. People's been donating to this ministry, and if you so choose, you can write it off your taxes. But I'm going to help souls. I'm going to win souls. I'm going to help people with this gift God has put in my life. It's going to take a lot of strength to stay there 30 days, to minister, to travel, and we need your help. I'm just asking you, please help, because the Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. If you can't go, be wise and help us go. Right now, we know there's four of us going. There could be more as we get our date defined, but we won't know until God speaks to us, until the situation in the world lets up, because they just lock Kenya down. They're not permitting any outside travel into Kenya right now. So we need to hear what God's saying. We need to get in prayer and seek God and get this thing stopped where things can begin to taper down. I love you. I appreciate you. Please, every one of you can do something. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $20. It's not the big offerings that keeps us going. It's the $15, $20, $30, sometimes the $50, $100 offerings. It's not the, you know, it's not the people that's got big money. And if you got the ability to give $1,000 or more, that's fine. It's always welcome. But I'm saying it's usually the multitudes that give $10 or $20. And if every one of you right now watching this video, you just give $5, $10, or $20, it'd go a long way to helping us. May God bless you. Hold our hands up and help us do what God's commissioned us to do. And if you will, I know God will bless you.